Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here from Valentine, Nebraska. Glad to be your host and glad you chose to listen to your local radio station this morning. I've got some good stuff for you coming up. First, I want to remind you about the Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. The horse industry is vital part of the Tri-State Livestock News. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn to them weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. It's the Tri-State Livestock News, a reliable source for agricultural news. It's what ranchers read.
If you're looking for a unique shopping experience, make sure you carve out time to go to Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or call by appointment. More than 25 vendors offering a huge selection of antiques, vintage treasures, collectibles. They even have a lot of fun decorating items. It is an experience just to go, not to mention you're going to find some amazing things. Yesterday's Antiques, downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. So, Mike, what do we have on the list today?
Well, I know you were asking about some more cowboy slang, lingo, and jargon that I thought maybe I better share with everybody.
I thought that was interesting so far.
Meanings of cowboy sayings. You ever hear the phrase, acknowledge the corn? Well, that means to admit the truth, to confess a lie, or acknowledge an obvious personal shortcoming. So, acknowledge the corn. Try to work that into a conversation today. Adam's ale, which is slang for water. Air in the lungs, that is a term for cussing.
Oh, really?
Or swearing.
You know, I don't know that I've heard any of these.
Some of them I've heard of. A lick and a promise, and that is to do haphazardly, as we had said earlier on. And one more, all down but nine. Missed the point, not understood. This is a reference to missing all nine pins at bowling. So anyway, that's some cowboy slang, lingo, and jargon. So if you're not careful, I'll be back with more of that.
Okay. Hey, I earlier started 13 rules that you don't learn in school, and I thought I'd do some more of those. It's not your parents' fault. If you screw up, you are responsible. This is the flip side of it's my life and you're not the boss of me. Although I know no one in the crowd has heard of that, right?
And goes back to the teenager thing that said life is not fair.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that's where we're at.
Yeah,
okay.
That's where we're at. That we're going right back there. It's a circle of life.
We're coming back around.
Okay, so this is the flip side of it's my life and you're not the boss of me and other eloquent proclamations of your generation. So when you turn 18, it is on your dime. More rules that are good for you to learn before you get out in the real world. Television is not real life. Your life is not a sitcom. Your problems will not all be solved in 30 minutes, minus time for commercials. In real life, people actually have to leave the coffee shop to go to jobs. Your friends will not be as perky and pliable as Jennifer Aniston. I don't know if they know who Jennifer Aniston is. That might be interesting.
Ooh, yeah, that might be true.
Yeah, smoking does not make you look cool. It makes you look moronic. Next time you're out cruising, watch an 11-year-old with a butt in his mouth. That's what you look like to anyone over 20. Ditto for expressing yourself with purple hair and or pierced body parts. Just some tips here. Be a good idea for you to learn. You are not immortal. If you are under the impression that living fast, dying young, and leaving a beautiful corpse is romantic, you obviously haven't seen one of your peers at room temperature lately. We're going to wrap it up with enjoy your youth time while you can. Sure, parents are a pain. School is a bother and life is depressing. But someday you'll realize how wonderful it was to be a kid. Maybe you should start enjoying that now.
For some reason, Kim, I ran across some cowboy things and got carried away, I guess. I have some cowboy sayings that give advice. Ever since a man rode a horse, there's been cowboy wisdom. These witty Western sayings offer advice to greenhorns. So, generally, you ain't learning nothing when your mouth's a-jawing. I've heard that in different forms before.
Yes, exactly.
Some other cowboy advice. It's better to keep your mouth shut and look stupid than open it and prove it. And some other cowboy advice. There are two theories to arguing with a woman. Neither one works. When you give a lesson in meanness to a critter or a person, don't be surprised if they learn their lesson. Just some cowboy advice for folks out there. And you heard it here because you tuned into your local radio station to listen to the good stuff.